Lord, we delight in you. Lord, you are the best that there is. And Lord, we've come to worship you today, to be together, Lord, and worship you as your people together. Father, we're so grateful for your great mercies and loves towards us. And Lord, as I come to share your word, I pray, Father, that you will bless what I say, Lord, to all of us. Lord, they're not just what I've got to say, but Lord, what you want to say through all that we look at and what we hear. Lord, I would ask, even as your servant David prayed, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God and our Redeemer. We ask it all, Father, in the blessed name of your holy, gracious Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Got a little puzzle for you to begin with, if I may. Here's that. Thank you. Okay, anything in common? A body louse, an old lady with her hands towards us, and a DVD called The Hiding Place. You know the lady's name, Joy just said it. It's a lady called Corrie Ten Boom. What's the link?
You call what?
Headlights. Well, these are body lights, but headlights will do as well. Just a little background to the story. This lady, Corrie Ten Boom, and her sister were young at the time. During the Second World War, her father, a watch clock repairer and maker by trade, had a love for the Jewish people. When the Nazis invaded Holland, he undertook to hide some of these dear people from the Nazis. And they did that quite successfully for a while, and the two girls were obviously involved with that. Eventually, for some reason or other, I'm not sure quite, I can't remember the details now, but they were found out. He was taken off and murdered by the Nazis, and they were both sent to a concentration camp, I think Ravensbrück concentration camp. And while they were there, they were put into one of the worst parts of the concentration camp, which was infested with fleas, these little creatures here, body lice and so on, yeah? It was infested with those. And as they were put into there, Corrie's sister, who actually died in the camp, and I can't, what was her name? Do we know? Anne or something like
that?
Annie, something like that, yes. Sorry, I've forgotten some of the details, but her sister said to Corrie, "Now, we've got to thank God for the lice, for the fleas." And Corrie, being of a practical nature, she was a watch repairer too, yeah, says, "You can thank the Lord for them yourself. I'm certainly not going to be thanking God for lice and fleas." Right? And, well, I don't know if sister prevailed or whatever, but she thanked God for the fleas as well. It was only later on that Corrie discovered that the rather vicious, sadistic officers in the camp kept a wide berth from them because of the fleas. So Corrie learned a very difficult lesson to give God thanks for all sorts of strange things that you wouldn't think were real blessings, which turn out to be blessings when you look back. So that's part of what I want to share today, is we learn to be thankful. So let's have a look at our next slide, please, right? So here's the psalm. I'm going to read all of the psalm, but that's the first verse for it. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." That's Psalm 118. So let's read it. It's a beautiful psalm. Some references to Jesus are in it also. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. This is a reference to Jesus. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
That was my testimony song.
Yes, good. Praise the Lord. It's a good psalm to have as a testimony. Right, next then, please. We're going to look at that. Just that first verse, really. Just think about it for a moment or two. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So what should we do? Give thanks to the Lord. That's what he says. He calls us to do that. Is that a request or a command? It's a gentle command, I'd say, yes. Do it, he says. Give thanks to the Lord. Contrast that with complaining. Right. You know, there's a problem. When you start complaining, things get worse, it seems, you know. Your outlook changes, things look bad, and my goodness, it all seems to go downhill. I always say this, you know, to be thankful opens a window and lets the light in. So, he says, give thanks. That's good, eh? To be thankful. So let's look at our next one. He says, who should be thanked? Give thanks to the Lord. Right, now the word, if you've read your Bibles, and I hope you do read your Bibles, sometimes you see the word Lord written with capital L and lowercase O-R-D, and other times it's all capital, L-O-R-D. Well, this is one of these capital ones. Give thanks to the Lord. And it translates the Hebrew word, which we sometimes call Yahweh or Jehovah. It's those four letters, Y-H-V-H. Hebrew doesn't have vowels in them, so they just get the consonants as they are there. Right, so that's the name of the Lord. Well, what's special about that? That's God's name. What does it mean? What's it about? Well, in Exodus 33 and 34, Moses asked God to go with them. He says, if you're not going, Lord, we're going nowhere. Which is true. So he asked God to meet him, and he asked God to show himself to Moses. And Moses was told by God, I can't show myself to you for long, otherwise you'll be fried. Yes? But, he says, what I will do is, I'll hide you in a crack in a rock, put my hand over until I pass by, and then you can see me from behind, and you'll see me in my glory. And Moses experiences that. And, of course, just I don't want to go into a lot of the detail of this, the crack in the rock is Jesus. Jesus was cracked so that you could hide inside him. And so Moses finds that out, and he's there protected by this crack in the rock. And God reveals himself, and he describes himself with his names, the Lord gracious, the Lord compassionate, the Lord who is merciful, and forgives the sins of countless generations, and so on. And so God reveals his character in this word, this name, Yahweh, which is what he's usually written as or described as. It comes from the word, or, sorry, it's technical, but it's important. It comes from the verb to be. Yes? The name of the Lord is I am. I am. Not I will be, which he is, and not I was, which he was, but I am. I'm always there, always present. That's the God he's talking about. Give thanks to the living, present God. Right? It's not a history story, and it's not something way off in the future. God is here and now. I thank God I read a book as a young man, and it was one that led me to the Lord. There were two books, but this particular one really helped me as well. It was by a philosopher chap called Francis Schaeffer. And the title of the book is The God Who Is There. Right? God is real and present. That's what that name means, right? So, give thanks to the Lord. He is the living, ever-present God. Next sentence, please. Why should we give thanks? You see, it's all in that little verse. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Right? So we give thanks. Why should we? It says, he is good. Now, just a little bit about this. God made men and women. You knew that, didn't you? And we read that God made man in his image. That's male and female. He created man in his image. So there are things that are in the ladies that are representing God's character. And there are things that are in men that represent God's character. Put the two together and somehow we get a better picture of God. Right? But God's always called he in the Bible. There is a bit of a movement around in some rather crazy places to go around calling God she. God does not call himself she. Right? Calls himself he. But he's bigger than we are. Yeah? But lots bigger than we are. Now then, he says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And the word is isn't there. Again, a little bit about the Hebrew languages. Quite often they don't use the verb to be. It's assumed. All it says is, give thanks to God, he good. And you put in the is bit, and you fill it in your mind and your thinking. But, of course, the word is can expand a bit, can't it? It says, give thanks to the Lord. You could say, he was good. So you can thank God for the things he's done for you. Okay? Have you got any of that on your list?
Yeah.
Right? You can give thanks for God for being with you now. Don't we need him now? An ever-present help, he says, about it. Right? And then, what about, you worry with the what-ifs. Have you got the what-ifs? What if this'll happen? What if that? What if the other? Well, he's the God who will be good as well. He's there in the future. So we can expand that. So, and the last bit is, God is good. That's important to know that. It's important to know that. There's a lovely little line in the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. Some of you seen this film or read the book? Right. When they go to the beaver's house on their journey in there, the beaver introduces them to the name of the person called Aslan. Aslan's the lion. Right, representing Jesus, as we know in the story, right? But one of the boys asks about this lion, Aslan. They said, what is he? He says, a lion. Oh dear, he said. Is he tame? Right? And the beaver says this. No, he certainly isn't tame, but he's good. Right? You can't make Jesus jump the way you want. Right? He is Lord. But he's good. And those two together are so important. You know, people who've got all power can turn pretty nasty. Right? Power does corrupt people, it seems, yes? But God has all power and he's all good with it. So good. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. So, I've got a little question for you at the bottom there. Do you believe it? Do you believe that the Lord is good?
Yes.
Ah, but have you experienced it? That's another thing, you know. You can believe a lot of good things. But to experience them is definitely better. So to experience God's goodness. Has he shown you some things? Has he done things in your life that help you to be able to say, thank you, Lord, you've been good to me. Right? He's not just good out there. He's been good to me. And to people that I care about as well. Right, next then, please. So, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. See, there's more to it than this. This is an example of God's goodness. His love endures forever. The word for love, very hard to put into English. It turns up in Psalm 23. It says, his goodness will follow me all the days of my life. His goodness and
mercy.
You know sometimes the word mercy is used there. The NIV, I believe, puts the word loving kindness now as a translation for that. Yes? There is a word for mercy, which is usually the word for favour. It's not the word that turns up here. His goodness and love. You want a bit of Hebrew? I've told you this one before. It's hard to pronounce unless you're Scottish. So you Scots who can pronounce loch, ch, not as a ch, but as a ch, right? The word is chesed. Yes? That's the word. You want to try it? Go on. Chesed. Right? Why are you clearing your throat to start with? Chesed. Yeah? Right? That's the word. It's loving kindness. It's big. It's a big word and it's a difficult one. Perhaps best to describe it as grace. God's grace. But it covers something really quite interesting. The word for is loving kindness. It's his covenant love. God has committed himself. Covenant means he's made a promise. God has committed himself to loving you. Now that's quite something. Through thick and thin, up and down, anything else, God has made a commitment to love you. It's astounding. So that's his love endures forever. And again, the word endures is not in the text. His love forever. Right? So you have to fill the bit in. And of course, his love forever means it's going to last. It's there. Right? And then the word for forever, little language study, but these are wonderful words to get a hold of. Forever means, the word is to the age. Right? His love to the age. And the age, and of course, the Jewish mind divided the world into time periods, you know. There was the present age and the age to come. And Jesus is brought us into the age to come, but it's not quite arrived yet, has it? Yeah? So his love endures right through to the end of time, right? Through the present age into the age to come. And why does God's love endure forever? Because he does. God is eternal, right? He's not going to switch the light up on you. Is that good news, eh? So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He's going to be there for you. He's there for you now. Right, next then, please. Okay, so we've got some nice little examples of this in the New Testament as well. Lovely passage, I like this one, about being thankful. It's from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. That's tough, isn't it? In some of the hard places, it's not easy to rejoice. That's not being pretending, as you'll see on my next slide in a moment. But not yet. Because he says, don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything with thanksgiving. You know, when you have your dinner, what do you do with the salt? You put salt on. I mean, maybe you're all these modern people that don't like salt now. Right? Well, what does salt do? It brings out the flavour, right? It makes it taste better. Right? Well, he says, bring all your prayers and add the flavouring. What's it called? Thanksgiving. Thank God for what he's done. Because that will encourage you to pray about some of the big things. If you can't pray for a big thing, look at the big God, and then you might be able to. So the idea is that being thankful is part of the way to come to God, to know that he's willing and able to hear us and to answer in his own wise and wonderful ways. He doesn't always do it the way you want. Have you found that out as well? Yes. He knows what he's doing. Yes. A lovely example, I just get a trivial example in some ways, but we went to a restaurant type of place. It was a garden centre, but we popped into the little restaurant that they have, Jean and I. I think it was Monday, and we ordered a bit of lunch, sort of thing, you know, while Jean was out, give her a bit of lunch, right? Well, we ordered this lunch, my goodness me, talk about weight. Yeah. They brought us a pot of tea, we could have drunk four of them, I think, by the time we got the meal, and so it took a long time, so you know, you're going to get twitchy about this business. Anyway, it turned up, it was okay, it was nice, actually, when it turned up, right? So there we are, saying, very nice, but a bit too long. Anyway, we went to visit some friends, and when we arrived, they got visitors, right? And when we arrived, the visitors were just about to leave, right? If we'd have turned up sooner, yeah, we'd have messed up their visit. See? So now looking, you knew what you were doing, Lord. See, you got to trust him. Instead of complaining. Right. So thankfulness is the soil in which joy thrives. Yes. God can help you to be joyful in situations. Thank the Lord. Good. Next, please. But it's not pretend, thankfulness. The Bible also calls us to weep with those who weep. Yes. And yet, even in the midst of all of that, you know, you can still know a profound thankfulness to God, a gratitude to him that He cares, he knows what he's doing, and he loves you, and he loves the people he cares about. That's what Corrie ten Boom found out, isn't it? Yes, in the very toughest of places, they could thank God for the little things that buy you. Nice, eh? Well, God knows what he's doing. That's all I can say. Praise the Lord. Next then, please. Right, we've got the last chapter. I thought you'd like the picture. Yes, it's a bit silly, really, but there you are. No more tears. I've got Johnson's baby shampoo. That's on the advertised. No more tears. Does it work? Anybody tried it lately? It's good. That's good, that. Yes, okay. No more tears. Well, that's just an earthly reference to a heavenly truth. There is going to be a day when the Lord tells us when there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. That's got something to be thankful for, isn't it? Yes?
Yeah,
it might be a bit of a job getting from A to B, but we're going to get from A to B. Jesus has guaranteed it. You keep trusting him, B will be where you are. Right? So, no more tears. And the other is that we're told we shall be like him. This is a quote from John. You're going to be like Jesus. How about that? Yeah. Now, there's something strange about that. I remember, you remember dear Pat and Keith?
Yeah.
Yes? Keith is a character, wasn't he? Yeah. Yes, I'm sure the Lord's straightened him out since. You know. But anyway, maybe not. Keith, when I've once said this, that we'll be like Jesus. He says, oh, am I going to grow a beard and so on? No, that's not it. It's not the physical likeness to Jesus. It's the character likeness of Jesus. So you will be you, the real you, and nobody else but you will be like Jesus too. Now that's amazing. And so John promises this. Dear friends, now we are the children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. See, Moses only got the back bit. Right? We will see him as he is. And the wonderful thing about, and this is true now, the more you spend time with the Lord, the more you look at him in that sense, you begin to get changed. You're a photograph. Did you know that? A photograph gets changed by the light. Yeah, the light makes the image on the whether it's screen where it is. You looking at the Lord begins to change you into his likeness as well. So, right, no more tears, and to be like Jesus, that's got to be something to thank God for, isn't it? Right, we've got a good future. Say this, the best is yet to be. God, yeah. Can you believe it? The best is yet to be. Good. Yes, it's true. That's the point. That's what these verses are telling us. Next then, please. Right. And we have Jesus' example. I like this. It says, at this that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father. What was Jesus thanking his Father for? He calls him Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was what you were pleased to do. Jesus says, I thank you, Father, that all these amazing things that you've done are open and available to the children. The smarty pants, they don't get it. Right? You can be too clever for your own good, you know. Yeah? Right? Now, that's not denying the use of your brains. God gave you brains, he expects you to use them, of course. But, you know, our intellect sometimes can get in the way of just receiving and experiencing God's goodness. And Jesus says, I thank you, Father. You've done it this way. So the good news is, you don't have to be brilliant to know God. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. To know the most brilliant being there is, you don't have to be brilliant. That's good. Right? And you don't have to be big. You can be little. You don't have to be important. You can be a nobody. And God still is pleased to reveal yourself to him. That's amazing, isn't it? Something to thank God for, really. Friends, that if God has revealed something of himself to you, you've got a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot of smart folk out there that haven't got the faintest idea what you know and experience. All because God's been pleased to show you. Praise God. Next slide, please. Right. So this is the last little bit. It's all the way through the Bible about being thankful. Yes? And this is one from Ephesians. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes? Giving thanks for everything. And again, as I say, that's not pretending that everything's nice and easy. Perhaps I ought to just mention dear old Joseph. You know Joseph? The guy that got dumped in prison by his brothers. Well, it wasn't his brothers that got him in prison, they got him sold as a slave to start with. Right? But Joseph eventually meets up with his brothers, and Joseph is now Prime Minister of Egypt. Bit of a change of circumstances, right? And he's Prime Minister of Egypt, And his brothers come along begging for food. Well, they're going to buy it, but they're beggars effectively. And so Joseph tells them, I'm your brother Joseph. And they are scared to death. Because it's get even time, they think. Right? Big chance for Joseph to get even for all the dirty they've done on him. Right? But Joseph says something really profound. He says to them, you meant it for harm, but God meant it for good, for the saving of many lives. Joseph's brain scheme that God gave him saved a lot of people's lives through that period of famine. Right? And so Joseph says, look, guys, I know you didn't mean me any kindness when you did what you did. You meant it for harm. But behind it all, God was working for good. Even the little lies, God was working for good. Strange world God uses things in. But we still thank him. So, let's do it, eh, dear friends? Are you going to learn how to be thankful? It's not easy, you know. But with a little perseverance, you never know. You might even be a thankful person yourself. Let's just pray. Lord, thank you for your wonderful grace to us. We have been truly blessed in so many ways. And Lord, when we face the difficulties and the challenges, Lord, help us not to just give way to despair and fear. Lord, you know what the last chapter is. You know how it's all going to turn out, Lord. And Lord, you said you're going to make it okay. Lord, so we don't know how it's all going to be, Lord, but we trust that you will know what you're doing. Lord, you bring us through. We say thank you. Thank you, Father. It's not because we're clever or smart. You reveal these things to children. Thank you, Lord. It's not because we're strong. We're very weak, Lord, in ourselves. We need your strength to keep and guide us. But Lord, thank you. You promised to do that. We will give thanks to the Lord, for you are good, and your love endures forever. Praise be your name.